Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Fan Friday with Jay and Mickey. Morning to you fellas.
Morning, gents.
Morning, boys.
Right, where do we start? Let's start off with the Reds quickly with Christian Benteke. 32 million, Crystal Palace. Looks like a good deal. I tell you what, Liverpool's accounts look brilliant in terms of this transfer window, Jay.
Yeah, I think that puts us appealing about £6 million worth of profit now, doesn't it, for the summer dealing? So, you know, we can't complain, and the squad's much better as well. And I felt a little bit sorry for Benteke because when Liverpool paid £32.5 million for him, he was never really worth that type of money, was he? It was just a buyout clause to Aston Villa had on him. And for Liverpool to get basically the money back, we can't complain. And I think it'd be unfair to call him a flop. He just didn't really suit Liverpool's system and the way Jürgen Klopp wants Liverpool to play. So, you know, I think he did still score 12 goals, I think, something like that last season. And, you know, considering he was a bit part player, it's not too bad. And I'm pretty sure he'll do quite well at Crystal Palace.
OK, well, there was a moment this summer where perhaps we thought Everton might have been eyeing him up. It wasn't the case. Yannick Bolasie instead, and he could be set for his debut against West Brom this weekend. Excited, Mickey?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get with the lad, but certainly excitement is what he's going to bring. Probably an element of unpredictability as well. But he's, you know, he's going to excite the crowd, and I think it's something that we need. You know, we did mention to you that I think, you know, maybe one or two marquee signings will come in, and you know, the crowd are excited, and you know, he knows the Premier League. That's what's important. You know, looking at his goals ratio, that's something that he's going to have to improve on. But you know, there's, you know, a lot of the Palace fans that have read on forums and stuff like that have said that he's a good lad. He'll put a shift in, which is, you know, whatever Tonians will want, and most of all what Ronald Koeman will want. And yeah, we're just going to have to see what happens. But I think he'll be a good signing, and I think, you know, we've just got to forget about all this money and you know, not label him. You know, whether, you know, it's going to be too much or not enough. I think, because obviously the transfer window has just gone absolutely mental. I think you're just going to have to forget about what, you know, the prices that players are coming in for, and just hopefully, you know, hope that they do the talking on the pitch.
Well, Bolasie's quite ambitious. He's done an interview where he says that Everton can be the Premier League's surprise package this season. He wants Everton to be the team that cause the big upset. I'll ask Jay first. Jay, can this be the case for the Blues?
Well, he's not going to come to the club and say, I'm going to come to a club that's going to be relegated, is he? So he's got to say them type of things, hasn't he? But, you know, at the end of the day, Everton underperformed last season. There's no doubt about it. They've got like a better players there that, you know, the table, you know, suggested last season. But I can't see them breaking in the top four. Too many good teams about this season. And, you know, obviously, as we spoke about last week, the likes of Liverpool and Chelsea, we went out having European football. It's going to be a key factor for us, and I think we're the most likely to get in the top four. But of course, Everton haven't got European football either. But I think, you know, if they get into the top half this season, that'll be good for them.
Top half or top six, Mickey?
Yeah, do you know what? I've got to agree with Jay. I think it's going to be one of them seasons where we're going to have to consolidate. You know, it looks like there's a lot of bodies coming in. And there's going to be a lot going out. So I think it's one of them seasons that, you know, we can have a decent cup run. Maybe get into the top six, Steve. You just don't know, you know, what's going to happen. I think it's just refreshing just to have a manager coming out and listening to him and just telling the truth and, you know, not trying to sort of pull the wool over, you know, fans' eyes, because we're not, you know, I know we look it, but we're not daft. And I think, you know, last year, sometimes, you know, some of the spin that Roberto would put on things, fans had just had enough. And it's just, you know, listening to Ronald Koeman yesterday with the players that he was saying, you know, obviously McGeady and Nat Niasse saying, like, you know, if they want to play football, then they're going to have to go to different clubs. And as I say, fans are not daft, and it was just nice to hear. But as I say, it's something that I think we are going to have to just consolidate this year and try and get playing the Ronald Koeman way. You know, obviously he's looking to do a high press and maybe get the ball forward a little bit more. And as Jay said, I think top four might be just out of our reach. But as you say, if we can come top six, top eight, and then maybe push on next year, I think a lot of Evertonians will be happy with that.
Not according to Ashley Williams' dad, who says that his son is targeting Champions League football. The only thing left for him is to play in the Champions League, Mickey. And who knows, he could do that with Everton this season. Ash is feeling very good. Ronald wanted him.
Yeah, I mean, hey, well, you know, I think sometimes, you know, some of these players want to tell their outfellas just to be quiet. I know Romelu Lukaku's outfellas also got a lot to say. I mean, from time to time, you want to say, oh, Dad, do us a favour, be quiet, will you? Ashley Rodgers has come in, and he's ambitious and that, you know, he's come from Swansea. I think he's going to be a great signing. I think, you know, when you look at what we've paid for him, I think, you know, he's obviously was at the Euros with Wales, and he was absolutely tremendous, and he's been Swansea's player of the season for the last couple of years. And, you know, again, he's tried and tested in the Premier League. So, you know, I think his dad is probably going to try and, you know, put a little bit of a positive slant on it. But I think, you know, being realistic, as I say, I think, you know, top six maybe is probably what we're going to be looking at this year.
I love that. You'll tell your dad whatever he wants to hear. Let's just touch on Sadio Mane. A scare this week in terms of the shoulder injury. All of a sudden, all Liverpool fans, as soon as you heard that, your head's in your hands, isn't it, Jay? You're thinking, especially after what he did against Arsenal.
Well, yeah, he was great against Arsenal, wasn't he? And people thought at first he dislocated the shoulder and it would have been about 2 or 3 months out, wouldn't it? But thankfully, it's nothing too serious and he probably just missed a game at the weekend. And yeah, he was great against Arsenal, wasn't he? And that's the thing with Liverpool, we lacked last season. We lacked an element of pace, didn't we, in wide areas. And Mane came in and obviously he was superb against Arsenal, and we would have missed him really if he would have been out for that length of time. Plus you've got to consider when it comes to January time he'll be going to the African Nations, so that's a factor as well. But like I say, it was good news, and you know, hopefully he's going to be fine. And if he does miss the game against Burnley, fair enough, as long as he's back for the Spurs one the following week.
Yeah, a great start against Arsenal. Now they've got to sort of add another big performance at Burnley, these three big away matches in a row. What's going to happen tomorrow, do you think, Jay?
You know, it's one of them type of things, isn't it? Liverpool have just gone to Arsenal, got a fantastic result, and it'd be just typical Liverpool to go to Burnley and slip up and draw or lose the game. Let's hope Liverpool, you know, can get this little run of form going now. It's important to get the 3 points against Burnley, because there's no point in going to Arsenal getting a win and only drawing at Burnley, because it's a waste of time and you don't do all the good work that you've done on the opening day. It won't be an easier game against Burnley, though, because obviously they're newly promoted. They've got quite a good home record, and Klopp's already touched on it. Fully aware of it, how well they are, the good at home, aren't they? And he were even decent last when he was last in the Premier League, weren't he, at home? That was where they got the lion's share of the points. So, you know, it won't be easy at all, but he did lose on the opening day to Swansea, didn't he? And Liverpool must have the momentum now going into this game after such a fantastic result at Arsenal. So let's hope for another 3 points.
And Mickey, you fancy the Blues?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we're going to be set up against this year, Steve, to be decent away from home. Obviously, with the pace that we've got on the side now of you know, De La Feo and Balassi there and that. But you know, West Brom, Tony Pulis, they're never going to be an easy side to break down. Never the best to watch. Do you know what I mean? They're going to be very defensive. And you know, I think last week they done what a Tony Pulis team did. You know, they sort of got battered for 85 minutes and then scored from a set piece. So you've got to be aware of it. You know, set pieces we have got to be really aware of. But, you know, these are the type of games, Steve, as you say, if we are going to aim for top six, then we've got to go to West Brom. We've got to get all 3 points.
Super stuff, Mickey J. Thank you very much indeed. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, fellas.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.